Afternoons with JJ on Star 102.3. It is What's Up, Eugene? And today we're going to be talking with some members of ODOT. We've got some closures going around in the local area for several weeks, and we're going to try and figure out what exactly those closures are, why we're doing them, and how to avoid getting trapped in traffic. But I want to welcome on Steve from the Oregon Department of Transportation. Steve, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Hey, not too bad. We've got some... we had four closures we're going to talk about today, and the first one starting on Monday, and that's the 6th Street ramp to I-105.
Yeah, it's the 6th Street ramp to I-105, so if you were in downtown Eugene, it's the little slip ramp that comes up off 6th Street to shoot you north on I-105.
Yeah, it's very convenient. People like it a lot. I can see why they might be perturbed that it's closed.
We're just borrowing it for about 6 weeks, but yeah, we need to do that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in a short amount of time. And we think closing it is really the only way to accomplish it efficiently.
Now, on Monday, 3/18, the 6th Avenue ramp to I-105 is going to be closing. It is one of four closures happening this summer. And how long is this the 6th Street ramp going to be closed for, Steve?
So we're telling everybody it's going to be about 6 weeks right now. It could be a little less or a little more, just depending on kind of what we find when we open it up. But we've got a pretty good plan to get it open as quickly as we can, but... bear with us. There's a lot of work in there.
And what's the purpose behind this one? Are you guys tearing it all down or rebuilding it or just kind of checking it out structurally?
Yeah. So the bridge, all of these bridges on the 105 here were built in the late 60s, early 70s. They're at about 50 years of their design life. That's pretty average on a bridge. Roadways last a little less, but we're due for some major work in there. People, over the last year, we were driving over a great big steel plate. That's because the bridge was falling apart. So that was kind of the early out, but right now everything else on this bridge is ready to upgrade to.
So it's needed. It's not just a frivolous sort of thing.
No, in fact, at the end of the day, we're going to have kind of a brand new bridge, but it's not going to be any different size or shape or feel than it was originally.
Now, in a lot of cases when they do bridges, there's two options. They can either shut it down completely for a little bit, or they just do one lane. And they push all the traffic over to the other lane, and then they shut that one down, and they reverse it, which takes about twice as long. Was that debate here in Eugene?
Yeah, we talked about a lot of different options for doing this project. The problem we have, a lot of the time we'll build a detour structure or widen a lane. Because this bridge is elevated over the river, there's just nowhere to put traffic, so we have to keep them on the existing structure, so we move them back and forth. But the type and scope of work we're doing, we've got to close the road. We're going to have big... huge holes in there as we're rebuilding some of the concrete.
Well, stay safe up there on that bridge.
Oh, yeah.
You have had no trouble driving around because nothing has been closed yet, which is nice. But on Monday, the 6th Avenue ramp to I-105 is going to be closing. And that's going to be closing for about 6 weeks, give or take.
Yep.
Weather and, a lot of factors probably.
Yeah, there's just a lot that's scheduled up to happen in that duration. So we're telling people 6 weeks. Gosh, I'd like to sure beat that.
Is there a bonus that you get for, beating it?
Oh, God, no. we just get to do the next one faster.
All right. And then speaking of the next one, now this is the first of four closures that are going to be happening in the Eugene area. You're not going to be closing another one until this one's open, right? The 6th Street ramp?
That's correct. We have four ramps to do. If you guys think about the 105 getting on and off, there's four ways. So there's two on-ramps and two off-ramps. We need to do each one. So we've picked the one with the least amount of traffic first, and we've got a good plan, but we need to work the bugs out. But eventually we're going to get to the 6th Street off-ramp, the 7th Street on-ramp. Those are the busy ones. Those are the busy ones, yeah.
Okay.
And so we want to get our game on all straightened out before we get there.
Now, as an expert in the Department of Transportation, what do you suggest for getting around Eugene with specifically this first one, the 6th Avenue ramp?
This actual detour is pretty easy in comparison to the others. This is the least used ramp. There's a lot of creative ways to go. Our official detour will be down to Chambers, and you'll see that marked, and you might go, why are we doing that? Well, that's because that's the only route that trucks can actually take and make all the turning movements of. But people will find the least path of resistance. And
how did you determine that it was the least used ramp?
Yeah, we have traffic counts on all the highways throughout Oregon, so we can quickly look and say, okay, this one has 8,000 cars a day, which is the 6th Street on ramp.
That seemed,
8,000 cars a day, that's the least where we're getting to, double that on the 6th Street off ramp.
So, all right. And who gets paid to sit there with the clicker and click cars?
I don't know. It just magically appears on my computer as the information. I'm not exactly sure where it comes from, but We've got it throughout the state.
Well, I'm not going to double check those numbers because I'll have to take my shoes off if I do that. Steve is with the Oregon Department of Transportation. We're talking about the closures that are happening in the summer, the first one being the 6th Avenue on-ramp to the I-105. It's the slowest and least used ramp, but then we're going to get to some more popular ones, and we're going to talk about that next and fill you in on Star 102.3. Today, we're doing What's Up, Eugene? Today, joined with the Oregon Department of Transportation, Steve. Steve, hey, you having fun today?
It's been a great day so far.
Yeah, it's not so bad when you can be in studio and just kind of talk about things instead of having a bunch of people yell at you as they're driving by, right?
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity to get some real information out to people about what we're doing out there.
Yeah, and we want to remind everyone during this time to slow down while you're on the bridges and while you're around any construction at all, because the last thing you want to be doing is your job while cars are zooming by at 60 miles an hour, right?
Yeah, definitely people need to pay attention to the other cars around them. I mean, that's the most important thing, and just kind of maintaining their space.
Yeah, it'd be a defensive driver. Pay attention. And the zipper merge is going to help things move along very quickly when it comes to merging in all these closures. What exactly is the zipper merge for those that may not know?
Well, it's kind of new to me, too. So when this kind of started happening, my boss came to me and said, hey, we need to start a zipper merge campaign. And I'd never heard of it. So I started looking it up. And there is no standard for it. But what we're trying to do is encourage people to use all the lanes up to the end, which is kind of contrary to Oregonians anyway. We like to merge early.
Right.
We wanted everybody to pull up to the end. What that does is that frees up the intersections behind them for more traffic to get through. So what we're thinking, you know, merge like a zipper.
Yeah, use all those lanes and then right at the very end when you have to merge. I know it may seem odd, but it does go faster. I've seen it in other places work. I've done the zipper merge. It's and it's just that real quick, every other, and it does speed up the process a lot.
Absolutely. Everybody kind of knows whose turn it is, and there's a lot more courtesy out on the road. We really appreciate it.
Right. And, you know, because you don't want to be that person that's a mile back trying to merge over, and, you know, they're like parking in one lane as all these other people are behind them, and it just really, really, really slows things down.
Yeah, and it's backing up the intersections, and that's what we've got such limited capacity out there. Now we're working as well, so it's really impacting people. And, we'd like to see everybody kind of pull up, take turns, and move on through.
Definitely. Do the zipper merge, pay attention, slow down. I have had a great pleasure being joined with Steve from the Oregon Department of Transportation. You're kind of informing us on some of these closures that are happening in Eugene, the first one being 6th Avenue ramp to the I-105, which is the least used ramp here in Eugene by some very scientific analytics. And it's going to be hopefully 6 weeks or less that it's going to be closed. And now it's the first of four. What's the next one that you're going to do?
So it's really still kind of in flux. What we've told people is we're going to give people about a month's notice of each one of these ramp closures. So we've been kind of talking it up, having the information coming out. We'll have more information as it comes. We're looking at possibly doing the 6th Street off-ramp next. I mean, that's we're shooting for somewhere in May for that to start. So we'll be getting back to people with regard to the 6th Street off-ramp is also the most used one. So I'm a little nervous about doing that one yet, but
Hitting the bookends on the system.
Yeah.
Now, is that one expected to be 6 weeks? Are they all looking at about a 6 week ordeal?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're expecting right now. I think after this first one, we get through it. Because it is reconstruction work of an existing system, we'll have a better idea on what kind of pitfalls we might run into, so we can plan better for those for the next one.
So we should have it all wrapped up about the Whitaker block party time, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know when quite that is, but I'm all for a party.
Yeah, right. So it's going to be clearly a summer project that could go into early fall.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we'll be downtown all this summer, so we'll be impacting the ramps one way or the other. And so this summer is going to be hectic.
Now, are there resources online for people to use to find detours or to maybe plan a different route when for the next 6 weeks and getting to work or the mall or to the other side of the river?
Yeah, so we've got the official detour posted online, which is down to Chambers and back. That is the one that trucks need to use because that's the only one that'll accommodate them.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different routes for cars to take. We expect fully that cars will take the path least resistance. Mm-hmm. Just keep in mind that, you know, as things move every 4 to 6 weeks out there, those patterns might have to change.
Yeah, and as more people figure out what those detours are, you got your secret detour, and then all of a sudden everyone finds out about it, and then it's all backed up again. Well, we will be patient and we will be safe. We'll slow down and we'll just let you do your job as, you would like to do as a worker. I mean, we all just want to do our job and get done and then go home. And I, as a commuter, want you to get your job done and be safe and go home as well, too. So I encourage everyone to slow down, pay attention, use these resources. You can go to the Oregon Department of Transportation website, find these detours and other paths to get around Eugene as we have a summer of construction.
Yeah, we just like to people to go hit tripcheck.com. We're putting up the most current information on there all the time. And you can see traffic and cameras and things that we've added to the local area, so you can kind of see better what's going on.
Are you
going to
be putting a bike lane in?
There's actually a couple good bike bridges right nearby that go over the river. So if you want to avoid the traffic on a nice day, take your bike.
I do. I take my bike every day. And it's funny because the pedestrian bridge across the river, I will often see Eugene's law enforcement agents drive across it. And I'm always very jealous. I'm like, I want to drive across the pedestrian bridge. They're lucky. Well, we thank you so much, Steve, for joining us today. Steve is with the Oregon Department of Transportation. He's going to be working very hard with his crew to make sure this construction goes quickly, smoothly, and safely. And we hope that we encourage that and anything we can do to help it. And maybe we'll check you, have you back in at the end of the project to see how everything went.
Yeah, we're happy to come back anytime, talk about it.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for being on What's Up, Eugene, with Star 102.3.